Vietnam. Fire is reported raging aboard the American aircraft carrier Forrestal in the Gulf of Contien off the coast of North Vietnam. The blaze is reported to have spread through the aircraft aboard the carrier, setting off bombs and rockets. At least 29 planes are reported destroyed. Earlier, American military authorities had reported that a jet fighter had crashed aboard the carrier and that the situation appeared to be quite serious. China. Reports out of Peking this morning say that the Chinese government recently used paratroops against anti-Mao forces who'd seized control of key points in the industrial city of Wuhan in central China. The situation in the city is reported to have been serious, with gunboats patrolling the nearby Yangtze River. But the Chinese People's Daily says that after a hard struggle in Wuhan, the criminal conspiracy has been smashed. Fighting is also reported from the important port of Canton, where workers have clashed with Red Guards. South Africa. 9 Africans, including 5 women, were trampled to death in a rush hour accident in South Africa last night. 25 other people were hurt, some seriously. The accident happened at a station when 2 trains carrying about 5,000 people arrived at the same time. The commuters poured over a narrow footbridge, one man fell and others stumbled over him. Within seconds, there was a mound of bodies which completely blocked the bridge. Canada. The rumpus over President de Gaulle rumbles on over Canada. Latest move, a speech supporting the general's remarks from the Premier of Quebec province, Mr. Johnson. He said he rejoiced that de Gaulle had supported the natural links between France and Quebec. The general, he said, had been courageous and lucid in crystallizing the problem of a distinct identity for the province. Mr. Johnson said he bitterly deplored the statement of Canadian Premier Lester Pearson, which had forced de Gaulle to cut short his visit and leave for home. Turkey. Turkish Air Force helicopters are reported dropping food and medical supplies to residents of isolated towns, which observers say were completely flattened in Wednesday's earthquake. Officials in Turkey say that so far 126 dead have been found in the rubble that remains of 65 villages, and that nothing has been heard from 15 towns yet to be visited by rescue workers. Now the weather. The morning will be dry in most parts of the country with good sunny periods, but rain's likely to develop in the west and this will spread northeastwards, reaching the Midlands and central southern England by midnight. Temperatures will be around the normal mark. And the outlook for tomorrow and Monday, rain at times in most places, particularly in the west and north. Our report for North Sea anglers and small craft, the sea running, sky variable cloud, wind northeast to north and temperatures clocking 18 centigrade, 65 Fahrenheit. Next news, 11:30. This is Jerry Burke reporting.